go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Yes, sir. You got to set the vibe right. I'm going to give a shout out to 12 Cal. Y'all hear his name a lot. And Britt. So some episodes ago, I had a episode that I did with the top five of all time, the most magnificent R&B hippie of them all, Jay Boog, Jay's Quick Three. And I asked her a question about, I gave her a multiple. No, it wasn't a multiple. What am I trying to say? I asked her if she would rather stay on the same block as TLC. That's one of her favorite groups, if not her favorite group of all time. I thought that was going to be a layup. Versus go to high school with Prince. That's a pretty cool one. Or be co-workers with Janet and Mike. And she picked that one, which is very understandable because I would pick that. All three is dope. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure that lunch, that break room is bananas. With the pettiness that's going to come from the Jackson family alone. Come on, dog. But you know, going to high school with Prince, and this is what pretty much started all of it. You know, is Jay Boog, mentioned on her episode that who she picked. 12 Cal heard our episode and disagreed with her by saying there's only one answer, and the answer is to go to high school with Prince. And he then made an episode about how Prince would be in high school. And the reason why we would have wanted to go to that particular high school with Prince. And also, Britt, you know what I'm saying, had an episode, a phenomenal episode, where she created a high school and she replaced your everyday, regular pedestrians in certain positions at the high school with celebrities. And that's what I'm here to do. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you Celebrity High. Oh man. The three names that I mentioned to you, the three podcasters that I mentioned, everybody's brain just thinks that way. We're all consistently and dope. Just dope. For that question that I asked Jay Boog to turn into those two type of episodes, now a third one, I gotta say, man, great minds think alike. But nonetheless, let's get back to CHS. No, that's not Crenshaw High. That is Celebrity High. And I'm gonna start towards the, I'm gonna get to the assistant principal, because we already know the top four positions at the school is gonna be principal, maybe assistant principal, the English teacher, and one of the sports teams. That's top four right there. But we're going to get to it starting on the lower end. We're going to work ourselves up to that principal. And we're going to start with a college counselor. Most high schools, if not all, had a college counselor. I regret not taking what my college counselor said seriously. And not to blame her, but I wish she would have. Nah, I can't say that. I should have just listened, but maybe a different approach would have been a more aggressive approach And I just wasn't convinced. But nonetheless, we're going to go with our college counselor for Celebrity High, Alfonso Roberto. Well, come on, Carlton. Carlton is going to be my college counselor because I need that type of nerdiness. I need that type. You know what I'm saying? And he got connections. So I got to go with Carlton. We're going to go with the band teacher. Oh, my God. That's important. Why? Especially at the high school games, nigga. It's lit. You know what? You want to know what my high school wasn't doing? And I was so pissed off. But when we played schools like Locke or Crenshaw, the schools that were predominantly, like, you know, black, and Locke was similar to us. They had a lot of Hispanics that go to their school, but they had more black kids. It was just more seasoning. So they would play just like the HBCUs. Like, that was our HBCUs with certain high schools, right? So, Crenshaw, Locke, Dorsey, like those type of bands would play whatever the latest hits or singles is out. Like, we played a lot of Aaliyah. You know what I'm saying? Aaliyah got a lot of spins, as you know, in those stands. You know what I'm saying? 112, Pac, of course. You know what I'm saying? It was nice. My band teacher for Celebrity High, we're going Prince. Yeah, this is the man who played damn near all the instruments. So why wouldn't I want a guy like that? And I know he gonna grab a few students and convert them into having their third eye open. You know what I'm saying? I know he gonna have some students that are gonna wanna help him push the message. You know what I'm saying? They just gonna come back after they graduate and boom. You know what I'm saying? But Prince, definitely. And I can see him just not listening to what the principal or assistant principal or whoever has the budget talking about, like, he gonna do his own thing. Shout out to Prince being my band teacher. Now, the lunch lady, that's an important role right there, because that lunch lady come with a lot of love, a lot of patience, a lot of stamina, a lot of, what I say, stamina? Stamina. Yeah. So you got to be careful with this one, man. And there's so many. You heard, like, Brits, Loretta Devine, that's a good one. Because, and you know she could cook, for sure, from scratch. We've seen that. Huh? Waiting to exhale. We've seen how much she put down. So that's a great selection from Brit. Shout out. You can't get no better than that. But you know who I'm going to go with? Queen Latifah. I'm going to stick with the heavy arms. Yeah. Yeah. Even Khadijah. Yeah. I could take that version. See, we didn't want to talk about breaking down the versions, because once I get down that list, you're going to see what I mean. But yeah, but definitely, I'll definitely take Khadijah as my lunch lady. Yes. 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 I like that one. I like that one. I like that one for Celebrity High. Now, my next one is the campus security. So, Brett called it something else. We just had security. We didn't have the other thing. You know what I'm saying? We had campus security. We knew all of them. Like, some was super dope. Some was doper than others. Some were, you know, straight by the book. You know what I'm saying? Some was corny. You know what I'm saying? You had the corny ones who tried to be cool, but still had to do their job, and you know what I'm saying? Those type of cats. And then you had the ones that wasn't too far apart in age and was letting cats, all right, I see you. Make sure you close that back gate. I'm not telling on nobody. But our campus security, hear me out. Oh, you gonna love this. We got Denzel Washington. Yeah, yeah. I want Training Day, Denzel, right? Then we got Mary J. Mary J, you gotta have a cool female security guard. And she got body. Yeah. 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 And then my last one, Drewski. You gotta have that one security guard that's just funny. And you know y'all not too, the nigga, he probably like 20, 21. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that is my campus security for Celebrity High. Denzel Washington, Mary J. Blige, and Drewski. Okay, we moving on to the science science teacher. You know what I would want to have? I'm going to go half-baked Dave Chappelle. I'm going Dave Chappelle as my science teacher. Having that nigga explain velocity and planets and acceleration and gravity. Yeah, definitely. I can hear it. The weird voice is going to help him break down science, atoms, energy, all of that, impact, velocity. He's going to be able to explain all of that with that high-pitched voice. I got to love it. That's my science. That's my science teacher, Spanish teacher. Yeah, I'm going to throw y'all a curveball on this one. I'm going to throw y'all a curveball on this one. I know a lot of y'all think J-Lo is going to be up there, right? J-Lo is a good one. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like the English teacher is a very important one. I'm going to tell you why that affects this one right here. Why it affects the Spanish one. And why I'm going to throw you a curveball. My Spanish teacher for Celebrity High is going to be no other than the infamous LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow. I'm going to tell you why. He looked like he's smart enough, like he know multiple languages. He has major respect in the high school. He's one of those OG teachers where when you walk into his classroom, that motherfucker quiet. It's like them kids is, they just, it's a different set of kids. Like them motherfuckers, they, as soon as they go in that classroom, they know he don't play. He's very smart though, and he travel a lot. LeVar Burton, that's my Spanish. That's my Spanish teacher. Physical education. This, now we warming up. Now we get into the meat and potatoes of the school. Because when we start talking about the PE teacher, dog, that's different right there. You always remember your PE teachers. You always, mine's in middle school, Miss Siegel. And she was, yeah, she liked women. And she was a butch though. She was a butch. Oh my God. And she had like this tattoo. I think it was a tattoo of a seal or something like that. But yeah, Miss Siegel. And she looked like she whoop yo. She looked like a truck driver. I'm sorry. I'm telling you the truth though. I'm telling you the truth. All right. But the physical education teacher for Celebrity High. Oh, my God. Where you going? David Allen Greer. Oh, you got it. Nigga, that class going to be lit. Just imagine. Hey. You know that. Oh, my God. David Allen Greer. That's my PE teacher. That's fire, Brent, and you know it. And you know it. That's a good one. That's a good one. Let's get to the basketball coach. This is extremely important, especially in my book. I'm a basketball player. Lakers fan. UCLA basketball. Right? Fremont High, my town. That basketball coach is pivotal in a lot of people's lives because the head coach is not just a head coach. He a father figure. He a male, positive male role model in the community as well. He has played a part in saving a lot of kids' lives, especially in these inner, you know, neighborhoods, these city neighborhoods, these ghettos, these hoods. Yeah. I'm going Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah. King of New York, Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah, that's the one I'm going with, boss, for basketball. That's what I'm going with, 12 Carol. Lawrence Fishburne is going to be my head coach, basketball head coach for Celebrity High. Yeah, we there. We full mode right now, football. Oh, nigga, what you thought? We there now. 12 Cal, we there now. King Jern, we are there now. Go D. So all my football heads, we're there now. the head football coach who I'm hiring for Celebrity High School, the one, the only, Al Bundy, and you know how many touchdowns he had in one game. Why wouldn't I want Al Bundy on the sideline? And you know which coach I want? You want to know which coach I want? Little Giants. I want Little Giants, Al Bundy, head coach. I said that. Economics. This is probably one of the most important classes you will ever take, and that I did not pay attention to enough in high school. Most of the work was open book too, because his philosophy, I can't say it word for word, but it was something like, you need to know this information. You need to know how money works. You need to know about taxes. You need to know about, and it was boring. I passed the class, but it was boring. I hated that class. I ain't gonna say I hated it, but it was boring. I feel like a teacher of this stature, his voice is what matters. I think his voice alone demands not just respect, but it draws you in. You can't help but to pay attention to it. Although it can help you fall asleep as well if you turn this on at night. And that is my economics teacher for Celebrity High, James Earl Jones. What you thought? What did you thought? That's who I got. You goddamn right. Yeah. You can't find a better one than that for economics. Nah. I didn't even have a close second in that one. Math teacher. Oh, here we go. Here we go. You need somebody with charisma. You need somebody because math is just one of those subjects that a lot of people don't, they just can't stand it. And we all together with it. And math is important. But it's you got to unlock that side of your brain for you to just coast through some numbers like that. But like I said, you also need some charisma. Some charisma to help you get through the class. It'll help you learn because you'll be attracted to the charisma. And that's Wesley Snipes. That's going to be my math teacher. And that's crazy. I know the joke that comes along with that because of the tax. The tax with Wesley. That's why. He'll be able to. It's not a laughing matter. It's really scary. But yeah, Wesley Snipes as my math teacher. At Celebrity High, we're going history. Now look, shout out, Britt stole my answer, so I'm stealing it back. I don't think, outside of like maybe Ice Cube, Chuck D, you know what I'm saying? There's a couple other cats, but I'm going with K-Dot as my history teacher. And you already know why, man. You know, I think that's going to have a poetic side to history that he could add to it. You know what I'm saying? I think his presentation of history is going to be more vivid. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be more colorful than what we used to have in high school. So I got to agree with her. K-Dot, that's a landslide. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, Ice Cube right there. Chuck D is right there. You know? So I like that. Let's keep it rolling because we're getting there. The English teacher. We're coming up on the end, y'all. We're coming up on the end. The English teacher is the most important player on this team. Now, hear me and hear me well. This is what I'm about to do. I got this idea from a middle school memory. Because my English teacher in middle school, her name was Miss Ifante. Lord Jesus, help me. I was in the seventh Great. When I seen this woman walk through the door, and it crushed my heart when I found out that she was dating one of the basketball players from UCLA. And the reason why we took a trip to UCLA, which was my first time on campus, which makes me a UCLA fan, is because he gave us tickets to come see them practice and walk around campus. Yeah, I was crushed when he came through under the, he looked about 6'9", 6'10", ducked his head under the door. I was sick, you know what I'm saying? That's mine right there. That's it. Apparently, I didn't get the memo. You know what I'm saying? But where I'm going with this is your English teacher got to be fine. And that's what I'm going with. I'm going with fine. At my celebrity high school, my English teacher, Holly motherfucking Berry. I don't care which version you want to pick, nigga. I'll pick Boomerang. I pick losing Isaiah when she lost that motherfucking version. Okay? I don't care which Holly Berry you choose. Swordfish? Bring them little titties out. What? Monster Ball? I don't care which Holly Berry you pick, bro. That's gonna be my goddamn English teacher. Yeah. Now, these last two, assistant principal and the principal, or dean in some cases, right? A dean just make it sound a little bit more strict. Assistant principal for Celebrity High, you gotta have that mixture. You gotta have that mixture of being stern, but well respected. You know what I'm saying? Not afraid. Students are not afraid to come and talk to you. You know what I mean? They got a different type of respect. It's not a, you're an older person. We're rebelling against you, but we have to listen because you still have authority over us. No, it's really like some students look at your goals because you pull up in a certain type of car, you dress a certain type of way, you smell a certain type of way. And this goal for either gender. The two genders that I know of. Shout out to King Jerry, he says like 74. I don't know the other 72. But here we are. Assistant principal for Celebrity High. None only. Then the infamous Paul Mooney. Absolutely. You know how much gems I'm gonna get? You know how much jokes gonna fly over my head because I'm too young and I understand it? And he know that. So he knows years, maybe even a decade from now, when I get the joke, he know I'm thinking about him. That's crazy. Paul Mooney is my assistant principal for Celebrity High. And now we've come to the final position of the high school. The head honcho, the dean, aka the leader, also known as the principal. Now, this one, I'm kind of like Dolomite, man. I never really talked about it on my shows or nothing like that, but I have expressed how I felt about her personality in general. Very critical when she started talking about the payment that she thought she was supposed to receive because of her career and who she is and her name. I disagree with a lot of stuff that she says. And I also think she acts a little corny sometimes, but still heavily respected. And she cute to me. You know what I'm saying? She slimmed down and got cuter. Not wasn't like never cute, but cuter. She, the older she got, the finer she's starting to look. Hey, that's Monique. I said it. Because Monique got the, you're not going to talk to me that way, young man. She got so pro-black, but I'm still going to take care of you if you're a different race. She got that, to me, she just got a southern root to her that's probably capped off with the what is she Midwest? You know what I'm saying? Well, RCE. What would you label her? Like, I mean, we all come from the South, right? But you know what I mean? Like, how would you word it? Well, whatever, my nigga. Monique. That's gonna be my principal for celebrity. All right. Yeah. I think, and that's a cool. Our graduating percentage is at 97.9. I mean, you can't help everybody. Some cats just drop out. But our graduation rate is bananas. Because look at what I got. Look at my staff. You know what I'm saying? We got Carlton. We got Prince, Denzel, LeVar Burton, David Allen Greer. What? James Earl Jones, KDOT, Wesley Snipes, Paul Mooney. Oh, my niggas is graduating. Black excellence. Put it to you like that, dog. I don't know. You can make a better high school. Go ahead and try.